first off, would you mind introducing yourself and telling us a little bit about how you got involved with Communities and Postal Workers United?
Well, I'm a retired letter carrier. I'm a 35-year member of the National Association of Letter Carriers, and I delivered the people's mail in Northeast Portland, inner Northeast Portland, for 28 years.
And so what exactly is the Communities and Postal Workers United?
We're a national network of local coalitions to save the People's Postal Service from cuts, closures, to delay of mail. We've been around for about 8 years since this attack has been ongoing, and it's particularly intense right now.
And what are some of the specific actions that have affected the Postal Service?
Well, it's a nationwide attack, and the mail is being delayed by the new Postmaster General, a Trump appointee, mega donor, who has ordered that all the trucks run on schedule and the letter carriers run on schedule, which means that even if the mail is not sorted and ready to go, the trucks leave. Even if the trucks have no mail in them, and the letter carriers have to go on schedule even if their mail is not ready to go. So mail is being delayed by days, and what that means is not only that people who get prescriptions and businesses that need to ship and receive, families waiting for essential supplies are not getting their what they need on time, but that this endangers the vote. And in fact, that there was mail vote, ballots delayed and vote and election material delayed in this last election that we had in Portland, the city commissioner election. But in particular, this is a problem nationwide looking at the November election.
I know there's been pictures online of blue collection boxes being removed in Portland and across the country. How does that affect the Postal Service?
Well, it just means people have less availability of being able to drop off their ballots in a secure location, a blue collection box. Also, mail processing machines have been removed. Retail outlets have had their hours reduced. There are a number of directives that the Postmaster General has put in place, which are not just impacting the delay of mail, but they're causing the public to lose confidence in the Postal Service. And for example, the Veterans Administration, which ships all the medications for veterans through the mail, has now decided to start using alternative delivery methods, using FedEx or UPS. And eBay is now counseling people to use alternative delivery rather than Postal Service. And this is all set up over the long term, and not just the impact the elections in November, which of course is what Donald Trump has very explicitly said, that he wants to make it more difficult for vote by mail. But over the long haul, it means that the degrading the Postal Service such that the public loses confidence, and it's a setup for privatization to eventually turn the Postal Service over to the public sector, which is a stated goal of the Trump administration. And this Postmaster General seems to be following the script.
And so there's actually a rally coming up tomorrow. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So tomorrow from 4 to 5 p.m. at the East Portland Post Office, which is on Southeast 7th Avenue, 1020 Southeast 7th at Belmont, there'll be a rally and a speak out. We're encouraging people to come and show their support for our Postal Service, in particular to urge Congress to pass a $25 billion emergency pandemic relief bill, which was passed in the House on Saturday, and we're pushing to get the Senate to pass it, and to reverse these mail delays that have been implemented by the Postmaster General. So that's a nationwide day of action that's happening tomorrow, and we have a lot of confidence that numbers of people will show up, and people who will want to speak, tell their postal story, will get an opportunity to speak.
And I know there's three specific demands that the movement has for elected officials and the Postmaster General. Can you list those demands for us?
Pass a $25 billion emergency COVID relief funding for the Postal Service. Permanently reverse the delays that have been implemented, and to ensure that public confidence in voting by mail by providing all the necessary resources for the timely delivery of election mail.
And how can people who can't attend the rally support the movement and the Postal Service?
They can call Congress, both their senators and their House of Representatives, House Representative, to encourage them to pass the $25 billion for emergency pandemic relief.
And is there anything else that you would like to add?
Yeah, people can keep in touch by going to the website U.S. Mail Not For Sale. That's all one word, lowercase, usmailnotforsale.org. And as you can tell, it's the long haul website. We're trying to stop the privatization, the selling off of the Postal Service, usmailnotforsale.org.
Thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thanks for having me.